T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Want to get to our guest. Cully Stimson is Heritage Senior Legal Fellow. You can follow online at heritage.org. And he can talk to us about some of these extreme measures that the executive branch, the government, is going to take here in the process of fighting off this pandemic. Cully, thank you so much for the time today. We appreciate you.
It's always a pleasure being on your show. Thanks.
Thank you. What can you say about, you know, the situation, the time that we're in right now? We are a nation in crisis. It's an earth in crisis, really. The United States governmentally is structured differently than how we see really any other government structure in the world. What kind of responsibilities does the president have, and what kind of things has he enacted or could he enact that may be different than the normal way that we see our government leading in a time like this?
Sure. Well, first, to your lead up, I mean, there's a lot of unserious journalism going on here, and I think we need serious journalists to do serious jobs and ask serious factual questions. And one of the things that I wanted to explain in my Wall Street Journal op-ed that I wrote with David Rivkin is that we're not in a constitutional crisis at all. The Constitution is exquisitely designed between the federal and state governments to give the governors here, and we have 50 state sovereigns out there, each of which has a constitution in their own state. It gives them executive authority to do the things they need to do under their state powers to protect the health and safety of their individuals in their states. And that is the state governor's job. It's not the federal government's job under our Constitution to do that. And people seem to forget what they learned in eighth grade. And so when you see the state governor stepping up and taking responsibility for the health and safety of their citizens, they're not doing it because Trump's not doing it. They're doing it because that's their job to do it first and foremost. That's point number one. Point number two, the federal government has enumerated powers only. So the president can't just willy-nilly do whatever he wants. But he can provide, and I think he is providing, good leadership to provide information to the states, because it's a push-me-pull-me. The states push information up to the federal government. The federal government puts information out for the whole country so that they can know what to do, because the Centers for Disease Control and other aspects of the federal government collect this information. And so, yeah, I can talk to you more about the powers the federal government has, but really it's a state issue in terms of the authorities to quarantine, to stay at home, and other things that we're seeing states do.
Cully, the question that I've heard people asking in terms of, is this a constitutional crisis? Are people acting outside their means? Is less about the moment that we're in, because it seems like everybody agrees, yeah, this is an unprecedented time. We've got to do what it takes, and people are acting within their authorities right now. But is there the possibility that people are worried about, for lack of a better word, mission creep, that these things could go beyond their means outside of a time like this, that people could use them incorrectly at a different time?
Yeah, it's not unprecedented. We had a flu that killed 675,000 people back in 1917. We had smallpox raging around the country in the 1901-2003 period of time. And yeah, of course, there's always the worry that people can have that there's mission creep, and that some of the what are meant to be temporary measures these governors are taking can become permanent. But unlike the architecture that was created after the terrorist attacks in 9/11, where the federal government put into statute things like the Patriot Act and other things, these are meant to be, and I haven't read every single one around the country, I don't think anyone has, meant to be temporary measures to suppress the virus, to have people follow their grandmother's advice and wash their damn hands, stay away from people, don't touch your face with your hands, and engage in social distancing to give the healthcare system the chance to catch up so that when the wave does peak, that the healthcare system is able to cope with it to the extent practicable. And then when the curve starts flattening, then we can slowly go back to our normal way of life and hopefully that some palliative measures are created and then eventually a vaccine is created. And then those powers go back into the box where they came, in their state constitutional box. And that's it. They're a part of a toolkit that governors have. And sometimes you need your tools and sometimes you don't.
Talking with Cully Stimson, Heritage Senior Legal Fellow. Maybe you can clear this up for me, too, since we're talking about the difference between the powers that a president has versus the governors have in this time. When I hear something, and Annie and I live in Illinois, so we hear that the governor says, well, no more than 10 people can be together at a time. How much of these things are suggestions, and how many of these things right now are laws that we are forced to follow?
Depends what the governor says. I mean, I live in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and we, in the last hour, went from suggestions and strong suggestions to now under a state executive order. And so it was a suggestion until an hour ago, and now we're ordered to stay in homes. Now, if you read the executive order, and I suspect it's the same in Illinois and other states, the executive order carves out exceptions. And in Virginia, you can you have to stay at home except to go to the store to get food, obviously the hospital or emergency services. You can exercise outside as long as you're maintaining social distances. And then it has a few other carve-outs, you know, taking care of an elderly or sick family member, et cetera. And so there's no state order that I'm aware of that's been issued that says stay at home and never go outside for anything, including food. That would be unreasonable and an overbroad use of executive authority. But, it depends on what the state executive order says. Maryland just issued it earlier this morning, so everyone has to stay at home. And that's an order by the executive, and it's punishable by a misdemeanor conviction and a fine of up to $5,000 under Maryland law now.
Cully, I want to ask you a question about you were talking about how the founding fathers basically had the foresight to still distribute power in a situation like this. And that is mm-hmm. really the foundation of the entire everything that we do in our government based on our Constitution is the distribution of power and also mm-hmm. to keep the power as close to the American voter as possible. How is it important to understand that, you know, J.B. Pritzker, who's my governor, has said, you know, we need the president to lead, and we need the president to lead now. He has been, of the governors, one of the more vocally critical publicly of President Trump, that he's not issuing more federal mandates. And I feel as though, like, even in the state of Illinois, where we have a northern corner, Chicago, that is highly populous, we're down here right across the river from St. Louis, but I'm in southern Illinois, and it's suburban, but also very rural, where, mm-hmm. you know, the governor can, even in his own state, kind of understand the importance of dense population areas, governing based on those specific areas, and also maybe not and maybe at the same time recognizing that within his own state, there are different circumstances. That is even more so the case with the country, when you consider all the different states and the populous areas, which is why the Electoral College exists as well. It just blows my mind that the founding fathers were still, even in a situation like this on March 30th, 2020, it just fully dedicated to minimizing the power that was going to be consolidated at any one particular level. And it's frustrating to see people who are leading right now, like my governor in Illinois, that don't respect that. This is suggested that J.B. Pritzker knows what's better for the people of Illinois at this point in time and can react to that better than a federal government who would have to act on behalf of all of American citizens at once.
Yeah, well, the virus doesn't understand separation of powers or political parties. The virus just is looking for a host, regardless of where they reside. And, you know, every governor, this is a test for governors, frankly. as much, if not more, than a test for the president. The governor's sole responsibility under their state constitution is to provide for the health and safety, because they have state police power. And perhaps Governor Pritzker forgot his eighth grade social studies teacher lesson when they talked about how the state governments have police power. The federal government does not. There's no police power in the U.S. Constitution. And so not only is it time for governors to lead, it's time for governors to take the lead in their state and do what's right about do what's right based on the latest data coming from the federal government to protect the health and safety of their individuals based on that data. And so, you know, if you screw it up as a governor, don't blame Trump. Look in the mirror and accept the responsibility. When you point your finger at somebody, remember, three fingers are pointing back at you. And so he can caterwaul and complain all he wants, but at the end of the day, the people in any state are going to hold their governor responsible for taking those actions necessary to protect them and their loved ones from this virus. And so he has ample authority under the Illinois state constitution, which I read before I got on your show, just to refresh my recollection, to issue quarantine, stay-at-home orders, and the like across the state or in pockets of the state to protect citizens. And he also has the ability, because he has police power, unlike President Trump, to enforce that by not only using the police, but calling up the state National Guard if he has to. The president doesn't do that. It's him. And so if he's failing, he shouldn't be pointing at the president.
Well, Cully Stimson, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. Need an illegal expert on here, and you definitely have served us well. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Be safe.
Yep, you as well. Cully Stimson with the Heritage Foundation, online at heritage.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.